Granny, then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get wrong. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's attempt to lure Cedric and his tent away from in front of the Jot 'em Down store with a pinball machine failed when Cedric bought the pinball machine himself. But this mishap was counterbalanced by what Lum and Abner think is good fortune. For Squire Skimp informed them that he might be able to secure a friend of his who is a famous building contractor to build the proposed Wonderful World apartment. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library, and with him is Grandpappy Spears.
Well, I don't think we got a book like that in the library, Grandpap.
Oh, yes, you have, Abner. I was reading it in here just the other day. My own eyes. It's called The Junior Mystic Fortune Teller's Guide. I know it's here somewhere.
Well, I don't see what you want such a book as that for, no way.
Well, to make some money. That's what I wanted for, to make some money.
Ah, prattle-prattle.
And don't you prattle-prattle me, Abner Peabody.
Well, how are you going to make any money out of a thing like that?
Well, I'm going to tell fortunes. What do you think I'm going to do? Cedric's giving me a place in his tent out there, and I'm going to charge 10 cents a fortune. Make big money in it. Reckon where that book's at.
And just a minute, Grandpap. How do you expect to find a place in Cedric's tent? He's already got it filled up with his lemonade stand, that pinball machine.
Don't worry, Alf. Here we are, right here. The Junior Mystic Fortune Teller's Guide. That's it.
Oh, my God. Don't start reading that out loud, Grandpap.
Yeah, let's see here. Telling fortunes by cards. You got any playing cards around the store, Abner?
No, of course we ain't.
I'll have to use some other method then. Telling fortunes by palms. Got any palms, Abner?
Palms?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe we have, Grandpap.
Let's see. Telling fortunes by names and ages. I know you got a name.
Yeah, sure, I got a name. Abner Peabody. I've had that ever since I can recollect.
Hey, I believe I just said your fortune, Abner, just to brush up on it. I'll do it for you free, too.
Well, good. Doggy, I love to have my fortune told.
First of all, you got to tell me your name.
Well, I need you that, Abner Peabody.
Well, that's wrong, Abner.
Wrong?
According to the book here, it's supposed to be John James.
John James?
That's what it's got down here. John James. These books ain't generally wrong, neither.
Well, I do know John James. Reckon I've been going around all these years with a wrong name.
Must have.
Doggy, the old man's going to be awful spry. He thinks my name's Abner.
Now, give me your age, Abner. I mean, John.
My age?
Yeah.
Well, over 40.
40? Sassy Frack, you're closer to 90 than 40.
I am not. I'm younger than old man Quincy, and he's younger than Grandpa Masters, and he's
Wait a minute. No use arguing there, Harry John. It's down here in the book. You're, well, for the land's sake.
What's the matter?
Abner, did you know you're just 14-year-old?
14?
Yeah, that must be a mistake. That can't be right.
No, I'll admit I'm older than that.
Oh, I've known you longer than that.
Yeah, it might be just turned around backwards. Maybe they meant to put down 41 now.
Well, that wouldn't be much closer. I might have the wrong page here. You ain't John James after all.
I ain't. Well, here, get this thing settled. I gotta know what my name is when I answer the telephone and all.
Mary Smith.
How old are you? Oh, no, that ain't me. I'm a boy. Or a man.
You know, this fortune teller, he's harder than I figured it was. I might have to raise my price to 15 cents.
15, huh?
Wait a minute. This might be you right here. Charles Dole.
Charles Dole? Dogie, if that's me, the first thing I'm going to do is change my name. Might change it to John James. I believe I like that better.
You can't change it, Abner. Charles. This must be you, because it's the oldest in here.
The oldest?
Yeah, you're still just 16, but it's the best I can do for you. Well, we'll go ahead with this one just for practice.
Well, maybe what they got written down there is my fortune when I was just a boy. That's more likely it. Go ahead, tell me what it says.
Well, to begin with, Charles, according to this, you will soon take a journey.
Well?
Either a long journey or a short one, depending on its length.
I know it's a journey. Where am I going, Fort Smith?
I don't know.
Little Rock?
It don't say, Abner.
Charles is the name.
Yeah.
You can call me Charlie, though, Grandpap. That sounds a heap more friendly, I believe.
You will soon meet a person who will have much influence in your life.
Well, now who do you reckon that is?
You must take care not to place too much trust in
him. Reckon it's Cedric? No, I've done this him.
Don't interrupt me, Charlie.
Oh, excuse me.
You must take care not to place
might be too somebody much. I'm going to meet on that trip to Little Rock. Does it say there when I'm supposed to leave on a trip? Wait a minute, there's some Lum up out there.
Lum?
Yeah.
I don't see him no place.
Oh, well, he just tripped over on the Cedric's tent stage there. There he is. See him getting up
there. Oh, yeah, looking for somebody standing up.
Yeah, well, he was.
Let me see where I'm at here. You will soon take a journey, either a long
journey. My dog is another? I don't know whether Lum will let me get away from the store for all these trips or not. Of course, the book says I'm supposed to take him. Well, I reckon I'll just have to do it.
Well, blame them tent stakes. We just got to get shut of Cedric and his tent, Edna. That's all we are, too.
Yeah, morning, Lum.
Morning, Edna. Howdy, Grandpa. Howdy, Lum.
What'd you call me, Lum?
What'd I call you?
Yeah.
Well, Abner, of course.
Well, Charlie's my name, Lum.
Charlie?
Yeah. I never knowed it myself till just now. See, Grandpa's telling my fortune. He's taking up that sort of work.
That's it. When I set up business in Cedric's tent out there, I'm going to make a heap of money out of it, too.
For goodness sakes, Grandpa, you can't make no money that way.
That's what I've been telling him.
Well, you better just wait and see. I'll show you. Now, where was we at, Charlie?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. You will soon take a journey.
My doggies, I'm getting to be a regular traveling man. Where'd I go this time,
Grandpa? Oh, quit arguing about that. We got more important things to talk about.
How?
I got to brush up on my fortune telling, Mom.
Well, brush up to yourself, Grandpa. Don't bother us.
I got some good news for us, Abner.
How?
Or rather, Squire's got it for us.
Squire?
Yeah, he'd be here in a minute. Just stopped to see how Cedric would come along with handing out them insurance cards for him.
Oh.
Wait a minute, here he comes now.
Yeah, well, what's the good news, Lum? Is it about that contractor fella, the one that Squire's going to get first?
Well, you here in just a second.
Oh.
Come on in, Squire.
Yes, yes, thank you, Lum. Well, howdy, Abner. Grandpa.
Don't pay no attention to Grandpa, Squire. He's reading.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead and tell Abner the good news, Squire.
Well, I just had a long-distance call, Abner, from my good friend at the county and I'm happy to report that he is anxious indeed to undertake the supervision and building of the wonderful World apartment.
Well, good for him.
Tell him about the prices he's going to charge.
Well, yes, that is the best news of all. Even better than I'd hoped for. You see, in the first place, my friendship means a great deal to him, naturally. So he's anxious to do any favor that he can for me. And in the second place, he waxed so enthusiastic over the idea behind your wonderful World apartment project that he's willing to handle this whole job for nothing, Abner.
For nothing?
Yes, sir.
Well,
for nothing, Mom.
Good for him. Well, hooray.
Squire says he's going to drive over here to Pine Ridge this week and discuss it with us.
Yes,
huh? Yeah. Says he wants to get started building apartments right away.
He does. Well, he'll need to get some fellas to help him on him. He can't build a bigger building as that is all by himself, surely.
Well, no. No, you see, Abner, he doesn't actually do the labor himself. His job is to contract for all the work, you know, the carpenters and painters and cement men and all that. Naturally, why, we'll have to put the $10,000 in his name, you know, so that he can let all these contracts.
We will.
Oh, yes, yes, Lum. That's the usual custom. Mere routine is all, you know. And that makes everything legal, you see.
Mm. By the way, Squire, what is this feller's name?
Yeah, that's right. We've been so excited about getting him, we forgot to ask what his name is.
Yes, why, it's Gregory W. Dubbs.
Doggy, that sure is a fancy name. Gregory what?
Gregory W.W. Dobbs.
Well, there's two W's in there.
Yes, yes.
Gregory W.W. Dobbs.
You must take care not to place too much trust in this person.
Yeah, what's that, Grandpa?
You will regret any dealings you have with it.
Grandpa, I wonder if you'd step outside with me. I'd like to talk over some business with you.
Why, sure, Squire. I'll be proud to.
Yes, well, come along, and I'll see you later then, Lum, and I'll let you know when Mr. Dobbs will arrive.
Yeah, all right, Squire. You do that. So long, Squire.
Yeah, so long.
You know, you wanted to see Grandpa in such a hurry.
I don't know. More likely want to get his fortune told, I reckon.
Yeah.
doggy that I can't hardly wait to see this W.W. Gregory W. fella. Is he the one that Squire said built that Empire State Building?
Yeah, he's the one.
Well,
when me and him get together and start figuring, we're more likely to end up with a building twice as big as the Empire State
built. Well, huh?
Oh, you wait and see.
Well, sir, he must be an awful nice fella, Mom, to be willing to do all this work for nothing for us.
Yeah, well, just like Squire said, he's retard and don't actually need the money.
Sure.
And he knows that this is a project to do good for the community, so he wants to help all he can.
Well, I just hope he gets the apartment built fast, because Elizabeth's getting awful anxious to move in.
Everybody is.
It's all she talks about. Over there comes Grandpap back already. Now, never taken him very long to tell Squire's fortune, did he?
Yeah, what's that he's waving at?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, your father said he couldn't make no money out of my fortune teller. Just take a look at this.
Well, I do know. A $10 bill. Did Squire give you that?
Why, sure.
For telling his fortune?
I reckon so. He done most of the talking, though.
He did, huh?
Yeah. Say, did either one of you fellas know what hush money means?